Daryl, I guess first of all, the interest rate issue, one we've watched closely for a while. With the Bank of Canada's decision to keep interest rates steady today, how is that going to impact our future trend here?
Point cut in the rate here going into this report this morning, but there's been plenty of announcements out of the United States from their bank governor not to expect any further rate decreases, as well as from the European Central Bank. So I don't think, from a banking point of view, this is maybe a big surprise this morning, but it does definitely send a signal here that the bank's starting to become a little more concerned about inflation as opposed to a fixation on growth.
That means our interest rates are probably as low as we're going to see them get here, Daryl?
Well, that would be my call here. Of course, been looking for the rates, the overall forward structure, to increase here for some time now. But the short term of the market, of course, been working lower based on U.S. economic problems in their mortgage industry. But this seems to me to be a pretty clear signal here that Canada, the United States, and the European Central Banks are all kind of working in the same direction.
Daryl, you also watch some other signals that give you an idea as to where these may be headed in the long term. What are they telling you now?
As far as interest rates?
Yeah.
Well, basically, you know, you take a look at the overall core inflation rate, which is, of course, been fairly quiet, but then the issues that with inflation that are not included in that core rate are food and energy. And, of course, food and energy prices have been increasing rapidly, as well as the labor markets. Labor markets are tightening up here, particularly in Western Canada. So just looking at the combination of those three things, energy in the form of food and oil prices, as well as labor, would seem to indicate that inflation is becoming more of a concern.
So again, the recommendation for producers for their long-term planning here, this may be the time to start to lock to some of this stuff in?
I would say so. And of course, there's two different types of debt that has to be looked at here. One is operating debt and one is longer-term capital debt. But I think both of them deserve some attention at this point.
Daryl, the other item that was out this morning was the latest USDA report. Within it, we saw some numbers in terms of corn production that may have surprised a few. Did that prediction of 148.9 bushels per acre, did that surprise the trade at all?
I don't think it really surprised the trade because, we had a stronger market going into this report yesterday. This morning, it's largely unchanged to slightly higher, so the trade was expecting a lower number. That's about a 5-bushel cut, which is quite substantive at this point in time in the year, but I think fairly widely anticipated as a result of all the wet weather and delayed planting conditions that have been going on the past month.
So with a confirmation, though, of smaller than usual corn production in the United States, what does that send to the markets in general? Is this a pretty big turn here?
Well, it's a concern now because, of course, our carryout projection now drops substantially from what it was in May. And we haven't even got into the summer period yet when heat issues, of course, during pollination time. So general concern, of course, is that we've started late, crop is not emerging, you know, as quickly as it should be. And then when it gets into that reproductive stage, being met by high heat, which would, of course, then reduce yields even further. So we can't call the weather in July just yet, but that will be the next market-making factor, I believe, Ray.
How does that impact our other crops, even the soybean figures and as such, Daryl? Does that start to spill over to those markets?
Well, the trade's looking for some of these acres that can't be planted in corn to go into soybeans. Again, that's a soybean situation here. They've not changed the planted acreage from the previous month, and they haven't changed the yields either. So that one right now is kind of, I would say, a little bit neutral off of this report. But as we go forward here, again, yield will be an issue there. Anything dropping below 40, I would say, would be a market-moving issue, as will the future trend of energy prices.
One other number in this report, Daryl, the winter wheat production at 1.881 billion bushels. Was that a surprise to the trade at all?
I think the trade has been expecting a relatively higher wheat production figure this year, as well as on a world level, too. So overall, no, I wouldn't say so. However, we have been seeing the more forward new crop months, particularly in the Minneapolis and Kansas markets, actually starting to firm here, more probably as a trailer following the corn market, but certainly not going any lower at this time. If you need any further information, contact Daryl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.